Tim Manor, good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, mate. How are you?
Are you still the head of strategic partnerships at Lending Association, mate?
Yes. One of the main hats I wear, but I've got a few other hats that I wear during the week as well, during pre-season.
Your LinkedIn profile has a beautiful suit and a very trimmed beard and the little kerchief coming out of the suit. I'd be using that as my profile everywhere, mate. It's a good-looking rooster on that.
Photoshop is a great tool, mate.
I haven't worked out how to use it.
Yeah, I've lost a few kilos. I should have added some hair on my head as well.
Hey, K-Man was just saying, Coach K was just saying about the Greek and Tongan teams announced. When did you play? You played for, this is the World Cup I'm talking about. When did you play for Lebanon?
2017. That was the year we had Freddie Phillips coach. Lebanon didn't make the World Cup between 2000 and 2017. So there was a bit of a hiatus there. But 2017, we had a good team, good crack, and that's a lot of fun doing it.
And if you're going to get a coach, Freddie's not a bad one to have.
Ah, he was perfect. And especially in that environment, like, without sounding bad, Lebanese people can sometimes be a bit hard work. And someone like Freddie just was perfect. He handled us. Nothing bothered him. Nothing stuck. He just really enjoyed it, and he made an environment that really brought out the best in it. And you know, it was a very much a part-time squad. We had a few NRL players, but you know, we had guys that were full-time tradies and that.
Yes.
That were trying to balance work and camp.
Yeah, I recall some of the articles when I was, I think I was at Fox or Triple M at the time, but, Freddie's the sort of guy that you'd come to him and you'd say, I've got to do this because it's my religious, and Freddie'd go, cool, man, yeah, just let whatever you want. You know, training's tomorrow, I'll see you there type of thing. Because he's been there and he does that and done that, and he understands the foibles when he was playing and the different characteristics of people and players, so he's pretty laid back at the best of times. We worked together on Big Pond, mate. He'd turn up in his tracky decks and have a suit and tie up the top, and he'd just, you know, do it with aplomb.
Mate, I remember at that Big Pond, it was the Big Sports Breakfast, whatever it was.
Not the Big Sports
Weekend.
Yeah, the Big Sports Weekend.
That's right, yeah. And I remember I went on the show with him there, and the poor producer had spent a long time putting together, you know, the run sheet and what the show's going to be like. We sat down, and just before we went there, he just threw on the floor and said, what do you want to talk about?
And starts doodling all over on the back of the run sheet, and the producer's in his ear going, Freddie, what about a question to Tim about the game this week? I don't worry about that. Are you a bit toey tonight? Are you a bit excited for your old team tonight?
I'm excited, yeah, definitely excited. As the week's gone on, the excitement's turned to a bit of nerves.
Yes.
Realistically, the start of the week, last week, I was cheering, Canberra beating Melbourne was probably a good thing for Parramatta in terms of one of the heavyweights out of the competition. But, the more you kind of keep an eye on Canberra, you realise the form they're in and the way they're playing, and the fact they straight into the eight doesn't really make a difference this time of year, because the fact that you're in there, it's a new competition, like everyone says, and on their day, anything can happen. So, Parramatta have got a big task ahead of them to try to weather that storm.
It's strange as you mentioned, the change has gone from excitement to nerves, and the nerves happen, in my humble, the nerves happen because you know it's a game you should win, but all of a sudden you start to look a bit under the covers and look at the opposition. You think, okay, if we don't win this, where are we at? So it's almost reverse pressure on yourself. And you're an ex-player and a fan and obviously a supporter and involved with the club, but this is the game that Parramatta should win. And if they don't win, then questions get asked.
Yeah, well, I think that's what makes me nervous. You look at some of our great victories this year. We beat Penrith twice, Melbourne twice. And a lot of those games were against teams that, not that no one gave us a chance, but we weren't expected to win. But then we found ourselves losing to Bulldogs, losing to Tigers. And those are the games we definitely were expected to win.
Yeah.
I think that's been a trait of the Eels over the last, probably decade.
32 years.
We aim up against teams. Yeah. So what, 36. We aim up good against the heavyweights, but then the ones where we expect to win and a bit of pressure on those games where, you're not expected to lose those games, they're the ones we've struggled with.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how they approach it. I think for mine, Parramatta just have to start well, have to basically I've noticed the last couple of weeks, Canberra have started well and they've put teams on the back foot and they haven't let the game get out of reach, so they've been within a try, up or down. If Parramatta can get to that early lead and really just get the crowd involved and really snuff out any hope of Canberra getting a bit of a wriggle on, that's the key. If it's 10 all or 12 all at half time, you just get the feeling this hardened Canberra outfit might just come over the top.
Yeah, you're spot on. I think, you know, I was talking about this earlier in the morning with one of my mates. The first 10, 15 minutes, I think you'll know who's going to win this game. Parramatta, traditionally at Combank, they usually come out of the blocks and they're really energetic the way they play. And you're right, if they can score a try or two early in the game, that would be very hard to rein in. I can rarely remember times where Parramatta have got out to a lead and they've been reined it back in.
Yeah.
They're very good at controlling a lead and just taking it home. But if they can't get on the board early and they allow the game to be a bit of a scrappy fight, mate, Ricky Stewart, he's the best coach I've played under that embraces that the scrap, the fight. That he
epitomises it, doesn't he?
Oh, mate, that's exactly right, because I still remember playing for him. I got to play with him at Para and in Origin, and the thing about Ricky is he can get people up for a game, you know, whether it's Origin or a semi-final. That's why I think his record in final football is so high, because he knows how to get boys charged, emotionally ready to go. It's hard to do that week in, week out at the NRL level, but when you've got to live for an occasion, he's probably the best at it. So it's going to be a cracking game. I think it's a flip of a coin. You know, as Parramatta could win by 20 and they could also get dusted up in an ambush. They could go either way.
Now, and tell me, what time of the game do you think that Canberra will sink the highest of all high bombs towards Wonga Blake? You reckon that'll be in the first set of six?
Oh, mate, it's coming. And I think everyone knows it's coming. But it's one thing to want to do it. It's another thing to have the ability, like Cleary. Like Cleary had it on a string last week. And if everyone could do that every week, they would be. But the reason why that you don't see it every week is because...
But this kid, Fogarty, puts him in the air. Fogarty can kick him high as well.
Yeah, I just don't think he has the accuracy that Cleary had. Like Cleary was getting exactly where he wanted. But, you know, Fogarty at the same time, like, you know, I think if he can test out Waka, and especially if he can get Waka to drop one or two early, it's going to rain all night.
Okay. Yeah, well, and then tomorrow night you get the joy of calling South and Canberra. South and Cronulla, I beg your pardon, at Allianz Stadium. It's a perfect night predicted. So this will be another cracking game to watch.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to go to the last one, the South Roosters game, and the atmosphere at that new stadium is electric. I loved it, and I'm pumped to go back there this week. It's, you know, the South fans, they can smell something in the air. You can tell they've got that electricity and excitement about the way their team's playing. And if, you know, if I'm Cronulla, I'm really, really nervous about this game, because, you know, they could be out in straight sets as well.
Yeah, and when you get beat by a couple of points, a field goal last week in Golden Point after, you know, extra time and going the hard yards and leading all but for 90% of the game, so to speak, it does have an effect on the mindset. You're predicting Parramatta. What's your margin tonight? Or are you just going to take 1 point or more?
Well, like I said, I think it's either going to be Para in a landslide, like Para win by, you know, 14 points. So let's say I'm going to go that way. I'm going to say Para win 24-10. At the same time, though, if it's a close game, Canberra could win it. So, but I'm going to stick with my call, Parramatta 24-10.
Okay, and what about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I've got South winning. And I reckon they can rack up a bit of a score. I reckon South could win 30 points to 12.
Ooh. All right, so you are predicting the Sharks to go out in straight sets. Timmy, lovely to catch up. We'll hear you tomorrow night. What time do you reckon people should be arriving at Combank Stadium tonight to deal with a little bit of traffic and, you know, just to engage in the vibe before the start of the game? You 4 or 5 o'clock, head over from Paraleagues?
Nah, come down now. Let's go down now. Let's
get plenty of pubs and bars around Parramatta. You can have a nice feed in the middle of town. They've done it all up and... go to the Albion across there and wander across, or any one of the commercial. Plenty of pubs out Parramatta Way. Good on you, Timmy.
You sound like a local, mate.
Yeah, well, might have found my way into a couple of those joints more recently, but that's okay. I'm old, but I'm not done.
Nice, mate.
Thanks, Timmy.
Thanks, legend. Cheers, mate.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.